Welcome back for another Success Made Simple soaking session. By now, you're familiar with our process, so go ahead and get ready to receive. Take a few deep breaths, focus on the Lord, and ask Holy Spirit to help you fully open to the truth and power of God's Word that I'm about to declare over you. As you linger in His presence and soak in biblical truth, Holy Spirit may well begin adding to them, sharing insights, downloads, and revelations regarding your steps to success. Invite Him to speak personally to you, and be sure to take the time to write down what you receive. As we begin, I want to ask you something. What if God came to you right now and promised that He would be with you in your calling, business, family, and life, just like He's been with some of His great servants and champions of the past? How amazing would it be for God to promise you that He would give you the same anointing, creativity, favor, resources, influence, impact, and success He gave to all those people that you have always looked up to? As encouraging as that would be, the Lord has actually promised you something even more powerful and profound than that. It's the same thing He promised to Joshua in Joshua 1:5 when He said, "Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you." Did you catch that? God didn't just say to Joshua, "You can be with me like Moses was." God told Joshua that He, God, would be with Joshua just like He, God, was with Moses. The Lord wanted Joshua to know that He did not need or even desire another Moses. The Lord wanted Joshua to know that He would be with Joshua to help Joshua be the very best, most anointed, most creative, most favored, most influential, and most successful Joshua that Joshua could possibly be. And the Lord says the same to you. God doesn't need another Moses, or Joshua, or Mariah Woodworth Edder, or even another Walt Disney or Steve Jobs. He needs a you, and He will be with you to help you be the most anointed, most influential, most creative, and most successful you that you could ever imagine. Ask Holy Spirit to help you see the reality of this and spend some time living inside of it. Ask Holy Spirit to help you be aware of all the ways that God is with you. Ask Him to help bring to mind examples and times that you can look back on and see that God was with you, helping you, and even causing you to succeed. Let's take some time to thank God for how he made you. How special, unique, individual, and wonderful you are. There is no one else like you, because you are exactly the person God desired and needed when He made you. That's why God wants to help you be the most successful you could possibly be. Thank you, Lord, that your promise to this precious one, this special and unique creation of yours, is that you will be with them just as you were with Moses and Joshua and every other champion of the faith. Thank you, Lord, that you can't wait to speak to this precious one about just how special and uniquely you have made them. Now, let the Lord speak to you about the special way He made you and the gifts and talents He has given you, and even the blessing of some of the timing and processes He has allowed in you. You are not alone in your journey to success. God is with you. He will never abandon you, and He will never fail you. Receive that truth. Let it sink in deeply. God is with you. He will never abandon you, and He will never fail you. As we close this session, pray this with me. Father God, thank you for the promise of Emmanuel. Thank you that you are God with me. I'm grateful for the unique and wonderful way you have made me. Thank you for the gifts and abilities you have blessed me with. And thank you that you are helping me understand more fully how to operate in those gifts and abilities. Thank you that you will not fail me nor abandon me. I am grateful for you. Bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.